So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guests. Greg Rothman is the chairman, is the head of the statewide in the biggest swing state in the country, GOP, with four congressmen being targeted big time. Some people saying this will determine who controls the House. I would tend to agree with that. In other words, if Democrats go on a roll here, and these are going to be apparently close elections, then they would control the House. That's what the stakes are. They're always that high in Pennsylvania. Of course, we have the governor's race. Let's start there. Let's talk with Greg on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, it's been too long. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving for those who were still celebrating a week later. So happy
absolutely. Well, I'm celebrating seeing the big guy unmasked by this Atlantic writer yesterday. Came at the end, and all she did was she had a little bit of the advance and hit him with it way back when it was coming out of the Kamala Harris book. And he showed himself, Greg, when he said, hey, she's trying to sell books and save her blank. And then he says, four beats later, that's not Josh Shapiro. I shouldn't have said that. That's not appropriate. Well, he's unbelievable.
He called the former vice president a liar.
Yes.
And blatant lies. Now, I mean, he could have said, well, you know, that was someone else wrote that book for her, or, you know, that was, you know, that's not my recollection, or, you know, two people can see the same thing happen. I mean, by the way, I don't know if I've ever read a tougher hit piece on a presidential campaign than that one. I mean, my goodness. And it actually, it's something that those of us in Harrisburg know about him, which is the governor has a glass jaw, doesn't like getting criticized, does not ever take responsibility. I remember a couple weeks ago, we had the CDL driver who was a known terrorist from Uzbekistan.
Right.
And instead of saying, that shouldn't have happened, I'm going to get to the bottom of it, someone's going to get fired, this will not happen again, he blamed it on Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Secretary.
Exactly.
He has never accepted responsibility for the sexual harassment scandal, which is worse than it even sounds, because, of course, he knew what happened. And he's never taken responsibility for flipping positions on things like school choice, where he went on Fox News, Dom, and said, every child of God deserves a chance in Pennsylvania. That's why I support school choice. And then line item vetoed the very $100 million that the legislature put in a budget. Mm-hmm. It, So we know this about him. I just watched, because of this Wicked 2 movie's coming out, I watched the original Wizard of Oz the other day, and I sometimes think that Governor Shapiro is the Wizard of Oz, this little guy behind the curtain,
right,
that everything is so scripted for him. I once heard him speak at a press conference about Sunday hunting, and I looked at him and thought, he doesn't believe anything.
And of course, he doesn't.
And it's sad. I mean, all he believes is that he should be president, and he's going to say and do anything. A reporter finally said to him, "Well, Governor, do you, and the article in The Atlantic references Sunday hunting, working with conservative legislators. I mean, I'm chairman of the Senate Game and Fish Committee. I know who worked on getting that bill done. It was not the governor. I wish I had known the governor was all for Sunday hunting. It would have made it easier for me to get it passed. But the reporter said, do you hunt, Governor? No, I don't hunt. But I mean, you would have thought that he was the great, the great hunter. I mean, it was so in everything. But that's where he is on so many issues, that he doesn't believe in anything. And
I'll give you the upside, though, from where I sit. I have experience all the way back to he was the running for the state house. And then at a charity event that my wife set up through her friend at the Elmwood Zoo in Norristown, he comes in late. I'm the celebrity auctioneer and running it. And he starts getting into it with me about conservatives shouldn't be doing this and all. And I look at my wife, what can I do, Greg? You know, the height jokes were exactly where I was going to go, but I was restrained.
Well, if you read the article, Atlantic article, which I recommend everybody do. In fact, I've directed the Republican State Committee to send them out with our Christmas cards to Governor Newsom and Governor Pritzker and Governor Whitmer. We're out buying every copy we can. Because in that article, it is not Republicans that are criticizing Josh Shapiro.
They know.
In fact, Bruce Castor says, he was a great county commissioner. But it tells a story about how he helped put a Republican in as speaker. And the Democrats that are, I want to see billboards around the state that say loyalty is not his strong suit. Yeah. Congressman Joe Hoff, a Democrat, congressman who is his boss. So it was a pretty tough article. And, that's why I'm so excited about Stacey Garrity, because I think Stacey Garrity is the opposite of Josh Shapiro. I mean, she actually had success in the free market, understands about getting stuff done. And by the way, the profanity, my grandmother used to say it's a sign of a weak vocabulary to swear all the time. Like, it just seems like a middle school kid on a playground swearing for the sake of swearing. Like, is that really necessary?
Well,
and I would say that if it was a Republican, too. Like,
I hope
to swear all the time.
I hope. I say it to her all the time, but you have her ear, too, that Stacey, people, even our listeners, don't fully know her military record, too. And a lot of people, you're not going to get elected just because you have a sterling military record, but it always has been and always should be a leg up. People look at that and they go, you know what? That's a starting point with me that's really good. And it's surprising, particularly a female running for governor, to have that kind of record.
And three different deployments to three different theaters in combat. And was decorated for work as a military police officer. And contrast that, which the Atlantic article referenced, I think, there was a link to it, an article that an op-ed piece that that then student Josh Shapiro wrote about Israel and the Middle East, and probably I would agree with most of the things he wrote in it, but it said that he spent 5 months studying in Israel and volunteered in the Israeli army. I mean, that's stolen valor of another country's military. Now, I have friends, Americans, who have served in the Israeli army, because there's you can go over and serve for a year, even if you're an Israeli dual citizen, every Israeli has to serve at least a year in the military. But he never corrected that. He didn't serve he didn't volunteer to serve in the Israeli army. He volunteered to serve on an Israeli army base where apparently they picked up trash. How do you let that stand for 30 years that you were somehow served in the Israeli army, and contrast that with Stacey Garrity? So, I mean, the article was, if the Republican State Committee had written it, I don't think we could have written it as well.
No, it was masterful. She did it beautifully, too. I don't see this as a hit piece as much as she heard from Democrats what he's really like, and she unmasked it. Wanted to talk about Pennsylvania's importance, too, in the upcoming midterms. Democrats got some of their alleged heavy hitters, Greg, working in congressional campaigns, those that elected Fetterman, and I guess we're working on Mondami. Let's hope that's the case. Now, I was on yesterday on Newsmax against a guy I'm on from the left, a nice guy every week, and he's, what's the result of Tennessee's special election? He said, we need progressives like that. Look at how well she did. So how do you see these four races? Are they each different, or is it affordability or some unknown figure? Right now, is it affordability across the state?
Well, first of all, in that race in Tennessee, and I would say this, you know, the Eagles did fine Sunday, but they didn't win. Winning is all that matters. Yeah. 9 points to me is a win. Right. It doesn't matter. And that seat, Trump did very well in that seat, but Marsha Blackburn only won it by 1 point. So
that's right. That's, if she had been a moderate liberal, she might have given us trouble. Right.
Yeah. But so I do think the left has a playbook, or the Democrats have a playbook, where they nominate the extreme because they're the ones that excite their base and they get them out fired up. And but we have to focus on affordability. Which is going to be, I mean, look, inflation under Joe Biden, I can just tell you about the housing market because I know a little bit about that. The average price house in Pennsylvania doubled in the 4 years that Joe Biden was there. And that affects everyone, doubled. Now, in the last year, the actually average price house has stayed the same or even gone down a little bit. So we're not seeing the big jumps in, there is an inflation, we're not seeing the big jumps in cost. But we're not seeing the prices come down yet either. And they won't come down until we create more. We need productivity. And so the tariffs didn't help. I think there should have been some kind of smoothing. But I think a year from now, when we're going to vote, you know, November of 26, you know, we will see things become more affordable. But we absolutely, it has to be Republicans leading the effort for affordability. But if you want to make something cost less, there's only one thing you can do, create more of it. It is simple supply and demand. It's simple economics. Mm-hmm. This is not it's not a demand side. We're not going to say, hey, let's make people less interested in housing or less interested in food. It is about creating more of it. And we should unleash Pennsylvania's natural resources, both when it comes to energy and agriculture. And we should allow more homes to be built and more density. And we should make it easier for people to make things and build things. And we should make them in the United States and sell them in the United States, and then you will see prices come down. That's the only way to lower the price of anything, is to create more of it.
One more area. Chrissy Houlihan suddenly, not Miss Civility, interrupts a news conference. One thing to interrupt the speaker, you know, to make your point, but a news conference when he's calling on reporters, then she is front and center on this military tape. Is she running? Is that your sense? For the Fetterman seat at some point, what has made her so front and center and so bold, if you will, in what she's up to?
Yeah, and I misspoke, Dom. I should have said the other way to make things cheap is have them done by slave labor in foreign countries, which is what Congressman Houlihan did with her sneakers. I mean, make them and pay kids a dollar a day who are 9 years old. I think that's the story, but you can look that up.
Well,
but,
I know Madeline Dean did it with bikes. So, yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
That's how you can make things cheaper and by exploiting slave labor in the communist China, or flood our market with cheap inferior steel. So, yes, I think that we're sending a chocolate basket to Senator Fetterman for the holidays. The three important things he's agreed with us on and helped us on: the border and supporting President Trump's nominations, and of course Israel and protecting our good friend Israel. We agree with him on that, but 85% of the stuff he still is wrong on. And if you know, his problem is with Democrats, but he would have a problem in the general election with Republicans too. And so it doesn't bother me that the Democrats are in disarray over this.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a lot of that was mentioned in the Atlantic article that, you know, Josh Shapiro wants to be In fact, the article said that, you know, he's nice to MAGA people, which isn't true. He sued Donald Trump more than any other governor, I think, in the country. Like every week he's filing some lawsuit against the Trump administration. And but I think that we need, you know, that's 4-3 years away from now. And we have to win in 26. And I will tell you, because you've seen the movie and so did I, if we lose Congress, if we lose 4 congressional seats in Pennsylvania or even 2, Congress flips. It's only a 6-point majority right now,
exactly.
Majority. So 3 flip, the 3 in Pennsylvania flip. Now all of a sudden the Democrats take control of Congress, and we've seen it happen. It happened in 2017. They will impeach President Trump. They will, or 2018, I guess, they will hold up his agenda for the last 2 years of his administration, and he will be impeached. There's no doubt about it that that's what they will do, because that's what their base demands of them. So if you care about President Trump and his agenda, you got to reelect all of our congressmen in Pennsylvania, but especially the 4 that are being targeted by the national Democrats and the national special interest groups.
Exactly. To that end, Greg, we're willing to help in any way toward that, because once again, I'm glad that you're in this spot. It's not an overstatement to say it's pivotal. Pennsylvania usually decides, and it will again, to help out now with the Pennsylvania GOP. Where do we go?
Yeah, pagop.org. And we're promoting mail-in ballots next year, voter registration. We feel like if our voters turn out, if it's a, you know, the equal number of Democrats, equal number of Republicans turn out to vote, we'll win the elections. We lost in 2025 because only 30% of Republicans turned out and 45-50% of Republicans or Democrats turned out. So imagine if the Eagles are trying to win a game, they got, you know, 7 players on the field and the Cowboys have 11. I mean, that's one way to lose a game. So we need Republicans to show up to vote, right-thinking Democrats, independents, and that's, we have a year to do that, and that's what we're focused on. So,
absolutely, Greg.
We appreciate you, and spread the word.
All right, we will. Greg, any way I can help, all you have to do is let us know. We're there. You have a great Christmas, and we want to talk again as soon as possible.
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks,
Thank
Tom.
You. Thank you. Greg Rothman, the head of the GOP. And it's not an overstatement to start thinking about that. Those 4 races. So I have to light candles. You heard Bill of Bucks. You heard Robert of Ben Salem, though. What do we do with Brian Fitzpatrick? In the end, I'm still sunning. Henry, even you said it there. You thought maybe, Dom's bloviating again. I'm reading right from the Inquirer and from him. We got to get him on. I'll shut up. Let him explain. Brian, just tell me this one figure. I got a whole thing here on his plan. And his plan apparently is seen as the biggest chance of something succeeding to break the logjam on Obamacare on both sides. All right, some of it, he wants to extend 2 more years. I'm not on board with that. Abortion, no problem. He says it's not about abortion. Not a deal breaker, but he's wrong. He puts in a stipend. You know about the fraud with Obamacare, the number of accounts that people are getting money that are not using health care. You'd have to pay $5 a month. Is that going to stop fraud? I don't think so. But the kicker is this. Under the Fitzpatrick plan for Obamacare subsidies, you can still get subsidies with a cap of $225,000 for a family of 4, meaning your family income is $225,000, family of 4. 7 times the poverty level, you still can get subsidy under Obamacare. That's insane. It really is. We'll see if it comes on tomorrow or sometime in the near future. It's just hard to believe. All right. But right now, God knows what country we're going to. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right. We are playing for a pair of reserve tickets to 1210 WPHT's Politics and Pints with Scott Jennings, hosted by Dom Giordano, on Tuesday, December 9th at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. For tickets and information, visit 1210WPHT.com. Might I add, if you're getting tickets, though, you got to get the meet and greet tier. Just look at this on YouTube. Come on now, the official Talk Radio 1210 Christmas ornament. The book, I'm going to kid him about the signature. That's kind of going Hollywood to me. I'm not signing like
Pangea splitting apart.
My signature looks like basic Catholic school ruler on the knuckles. It didn't work, but I still kept some of the fundamentals, even though you can't read it.
Yeah.
I'm not putting stuff like this, with Scott Jennings. Get the book, get that, get the meet and greet with them, 1210WPHT.com. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so I'm actually going to keep it in the U.S. today.
Okay.
I know. I thought I'd change it up a little bit. I think I've been doing too many foreign covers. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it in the U.S. today, specifically Las Vegas. I mean, where else are you going to go to gamble? Well, I guess anywhere pretty much today. But back in the past, you would go to Las Vegas to gamble. So I'm going to play you the song Viva Las Vegas today by Elvis Presley, except it's not going to be sang by Elvis Presley. No. This person who is being sang by has taken a few gambles in their life.
Right.
I wouldn't say he's known as a gambler, but he said about gambling, every time I gamble, I lose. I drop 60 or 70,000. That's no fun. You wake up the next morning and think, blank. I can't say that word on the air. So,
it's not Allen Iverson.
No, right? No, this isn't Allen Iverson. Yeah. Yeah, just so we're clear. But another gamble that you should never do is drink and then get behind the vehicle of a car, you know, get a ride. Order a Waymo if you have
to. No, don't do that. Well, don't drink and
don't drink and drive.
Stumble, fall down, wake up the next morning. Do not get in that Waymo. Right.
Maybe not get in the Waymo.
Yes.
But this person has had a few incidents in their life where they have drank or been under the influence and gotten behind the wheel of a car. It is caught due to this person's reckless nature of drinking and driving or doing both, you know, separate. He was kicked out of his very famous 80s band. Didn't have that great of success as a solo artist. So I'm going to play you Viva Las Vegas, one of his covers as a solo artist. I want to know the name of this 80s rock star who's been known for taking a gamble. Let's take a listen. Want this front man, Dom. Who is he?
All right. Hit us with that, and you're off. Reserve seats at the big event coming up this Tuesday. By the way, Guy Shiraki is ferocious. He just sends me another text. It's Georgetown doesn't have as good of an acceptance rate, meaning it's harder to get into USC than Georgetown. Yeah, well, it's in L.A. It's on the coast and all that stuff, and you got all that going on. Does that mean it's
Georgetown's in the capital? You'd think that's where you'd want to be.
Georgetown is academically tougher than USC. I got a typical Georgetown grad and a USC grad. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, come put on. Them in a quiz bowl together.
Yeah, exactly. I bet we have a USC and a Georgetown grad out there. If we do, you should call us. All right, hit us first, though. Who is the front man? Let's get that winner. And let's get you going off to the big event this coming Tuesday. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. By the way, Dom's Money Melody is brought to you by Navy League Philadelphia every day. Thanks to them. Love these guys. And you can join me for the Army-Navy game. How's this for an afternoon? Rob will be there too. December 13th at Manayunk Brewery. Enjoy prizes along with great food and drink specials throughout the game. Tickets for this special at the Manayunk Brewery are just $15 at NavyLeaguePhilly.org. NavyLeaguePhilly.org. All proceeds go to Navy League Philly to support our local sea service members. So I'll be rooting for Navy that day. I'm putting on my Homer hat. I don't care what Army does. Boo, Army. Sorry, Alan West. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, so no Finnish stuff today.
It was very close to. I was very close to picking Finnish.
No Cambodian.
No LA UN Arthur, charter.
No UN charter. A new nation's not even nations. This is an 80s front man. I don't like his rendition of it. It takes a long time to get to the,
it really
the
does.
Way Elvis sounded. Dude, it's a happy thing. The other. Who is this gambler loser? Let's hear the clue.
Yeah, his voice doesn't sound as good as that anymore either.
No, no, man. Let's go to Anthony, and we'd love to see him with Scott Jennings, the handwriting expert. I'm going to ask Scott first question out of the box. Did you get the Palmer method in school or not?
Yeah, what school in Kentucky like?
There's a big screen there at the thing. I'm still working on the montage of Jennings putting down these liberals, but I'd like to see in big, bold letters my handwriting, even on the marquee outside. And people would think, who captured the country? What's going on? Oh, God. Anthony in Jersey's first. Let's see if we can get a winner here. All right, Anthony, who's that front man?
Is it Vince Neil from Motley Crue?
Yes, you're done.
All right. Nicely.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, that's the guy you want singing Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. It seemed just like a random cover to me. I was like, I got to do this.
I mean, did it reminds me of my time interviewing Metallica. It was a one-hour exclusive interview. No, there were like 400 guys with those knit hats on and me with a suit jacket interviewing them about why
Who's
are they
this
so noisy.
Square?
Yeah, exactly. It was quite a cameo role. All right, that's before social media. We were going live on the air to that one. Anthony's a winner. He will be joining us this coming Tuesday with Scott Jennings at the Colonial over in Phoenixville. Great night. Make it a night. There's a lot of great dinner places around there. Get the get the tier that is the meet and greet. You get the Christmas ornament, you get the book, and you get to meet Scott Jennings and talk. And then, you know, all the people backstage. It'll be a real fun night for you. Couple left in the front row is the way to go right now. Go to 1210WPHT.com. All right, coming up, more gambles. This turned into a really good side question we've never done. Joe of Exton, even Roe is on this now. Yesterday, heard him doing Penelope and Ulysses. She was wondering when I say he's on brand. Then I explained, she went, oh, yes, he is.
Now I see.
Yeah, this guy ought to be a branding expert. You come into the room, not only he would try to turn you into a classical.
Yeah.
I bet Joe of Exton has a thought on USC. I don't care how much Guy should rock me. Stop with the text. He's sending me another text. Well, you know, they're better than Georgetown based on acceptance rate. Yeah, but they're bringing in nobody. It's Hollywood. It's all that money.
Yeah,
I get
the acceptance
that.
Rate is so low because all the famous kids go there.
All right, so let's say you have two doctor's offices. You know, you think it could be something serious. I see outside a big billboard, USC graduate. I see Georgetown graduate. I think I'm going into the USC. Not...
I think I'm going to USC on that one.
Oh.
I mean, if it's Johns Hopkins, yeah, I'll go through the Johns Hopkins door. But
okay.
They still have good hospitals out there on the West Coast. They're still studying in good places. Maybe they weren't the best student.
Mayo Clinic is my first call. Can you get me into the Mayo Clinic?
Yeah.
No. But you know what? We can get you into USC with their new pre-med people. Oh, I'm going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. OJ recommends them. 855. 839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do to get in is just push #1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, I'm glad to know they're having a holiday tree lighting tonight. I wonder what holiday it might be, Mayor. Oh, I don't know. You're not getting that out of me. It's a holiday. Isn't that good enough for you, Dom? What kind of tree is that? It's a holiday tree.
Yeah, it's just silly at that point.
It's endless. Just endless here. Okay. Telling Henry during the break before I go to your calls... Big change, you can see, you may have heard the name Barry Weiss. She, brilliant woman, the Free Press. I think she quit the New York Times. She was pretty big there. And now she's taken over or has taken over the news division of CBS, even interviewing, and I'll ask him about it on Tuesday. Scott Jennings, why couldn't he do both? Just announced CBS, I think it's December 11th. I have to look at the date here. We'll be doing a town hall. And think about this, CBS on both levels, from CBS and from this person's point of view, with Erica Kirk. Now, that is a sea change to me. It's a huge get. And I'm telling Henry, they don't have the Super Bowl this year. Could CBS put on an alternate halftime show? Oh, man. Come on, CBS. With CBS's position in prestige, you don't think, Henry, if they did that, play this out with me, you don't think they might get a few million people?
I guess a few, yeah.
Oh, you're maybe still holding down that. What's your over and under? I can't even get 5 million out of you, huh?
No, I really don't think it'd be higher than 2.
I'll take 5 with that CBS prime channel. You don't have to look for it.
No, it's
You're not thinking of the big acts they might get here. I'm not sure who. Oh, by the way, Josh Shapiro in this article, my mind is clicking on all cylinders today, talked about the podcast he did with Ted Nugent. Oh, my God.
The Nuge.
The Nuge, yes. We once did an event here at the station with a host no longer here, with Nugent coming out with the sponsors. It was at the old place out in Bawa. And he picked up the guitar running down the hallways with it at one point. I was there. I witnessed it. It was nuts. That's back when he was really big, pretty big. Yeah. Okay. Watch for this. I had Henry's a naysayer. I say you can get 5 million people for this alternate Super Bowl halftime, particularly if it's on CBS. Erica Kirk, big interview with Barry Weiss, town hall. Man. I assume there'll be some hostile questions there. We'll see how that goes. Pretty hard to widow the whole thing. I mean, no matter if you agree with her or not. And to her credit, she still has said the other day she's firmly Second Amendment. Firmly supportive of the Second Amendment, not curtailing the Second Amendment. All right, with all that as preamble, Exton's not too far away, right? Yeah, it's right around the corner here for Joe of Exton.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He went all the way over to the Scottish Rite. Let's go to Joe of Exton. Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. With the inception of artificial intelligence, the U.S. is taking on a huge gamble that AI will not eventually assume a will of its own and thereby turn against human nature.
That is a brilliant answer, Joe, and that's one of my greatest fears. I'm betting they would. And then what are we going to do? Thank you, Joe. Am I a Philistine that I, you know, that look, I know people will say it sounds like the horse and buggy whip. They say that conveniently. But there does come a point where jobs that get eliminated are going to affect people.
Yeah.
Now, I will use the quick checkout lane if I only have 5 items. Mm-hmm. I know people say if you do that, well, then what about the person? But I'm not doing that normally. You know, I try to go out of my way to do it. We're not talking about excess jobs. That's one thing Tucker Carlson was on, other than the demons and Nick Fuentes, where he was right. He was one of the few guys in AI, and now we're looking at professionals. Could there be an AI talk show host? Now say this.
Yeah, I still don't see it with that. I don't think the speech is there yet.
Yeah, well, and I don't think that, remember, the theory I have is you can't be a nut and be a big-time talk show host. You have to be a bit quirky, though. You see it behind the scenes. Look at all of this. Pretty quirky.
Oh, yeah, each guy has very specific idiosyncrasies.
Guys like Dan and all, come on.
Oh, yeah. Don't grow on trees, yeah.
Exactly. Where are you going to find quirkiness like that? So bald and so quirky. Gary in Newtown.
Thanks, Marissa.
On Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dan. Hey, Gary.
Hey. Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I should have said hi, Don, since you called me Dan, but I was being nice.
Yes. Well, you have so many names, shall we say. Yes.
Yeah. Walter has inquired. Yes, he has.
Yes.
I think you know me well enough. Do you think I would vote for Brian Fitzpatrick's proposal?
No.
I'll give you a gamble. You can raise it to whatever you want. With exception to the abortion thing, I will say no. Make it $1 million of income. I'll sign it. I'll go along with it. So long as in the bill it says you have to be a person of the United States. You have to be a citizen of the United States to vote.
Okay.
Give me that in any bill, I'll sign the bill.
I hear you, but you know what? What is it with this guy, Gary? Let's talk turkey here, right? Is he betting? We have to support him. Part of me says, I get it. Why does he have to be the big cheese here with the solution? Just be a little bit quieter here. Why do you have to put it in my face, $225,000? Are you kidding me?
Well, the reason why he's doing that is because of what Mamdani just did in New York, right? The progressives are winning on the affordability issue. That's why he's going that way. Not that it would take him much anyway, but that's what he's doing.
So we have to support him in the end, though. That's Bill's thing. In the end, can you imagine I'm sitting there a week before the election? It looks like this will determine who has the Congress. Well, then I would say I support him, whatever he does. I don't care what he does. I'm going to support him. But I'm going to try not to get to that point.
I can't hold my nose long enough.
Well, Gary, remember if they take over what that means.
I know exactly what that means.
I mean, I could vote for a guy who says sauce, sauce, sauce every day of the week if I had to maintain the house.
And I could vote for the guy who says gravy. We're in lockstep.
Henry, that might be a side question tomorrow. Who could you vote for to maintain the house? That could be kind of funny.
Oh, interesting.
What personal belief or quirk might they have, and you're still doing it because you want to maintain the house? Might be.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
I like it.
We're going to noodle that. We usually don't do it politics, but that one might be funny. Gary, what's yours?
So the guy's name is H.L. Hunt. He was the grandfather of the guy that I worked for, Ray Hunt's son. He found the big gamble was he bet $1.2 million on worthless notes for that there was an oil field in East Texas. Not only was he right, it turned out to be the largest oil find in the continental United States, which is worth $1.2 billion now in today's dollars. And that oil funded the war effort in World War II. Without it, we would have lost.
That's a pretty big answer. Thank you. Is that the same one that has those annoying, children or grandchildren with the Chiefs?
Oh, those Hunts.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They are just...
Well, they drive me crazy because they've been on top of the world. They've been the premier franchise in the NFL,
exactly. And
they haven't updated their stadium in 50 years.
Yeah, let's see if they don't do so well this year, how nice and pleasant everything is.
Yeah, let's see
is.
How quickly that turns.
Yeah, how quickly, yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line. It is the lightning round next. Somebody who made an all-time gamble. Doesn't have to be money. It could be their life. It could be something big for the country, something where they put in all the chips. Got to say, Joe with AI is pretty good one.
Strong.
The other side would say you got to do AI.
As well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I do like that thing. We'll have to noodle it. Something the person could stand for. I'm for communism. Yeah, but he's a Republican. We need to keep the house. Yet I will not. I'll vote for the Trump agenda, but I'm really a communist deep down.
It sounds like one of those ridiculous groups you'd see out protesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Communists
Republicans
for communism.
I'll admit it now. If it comes down to Brian Fitzpatrick and his craziness, I'm voting for him in the end. But I'm going to try not to. I'm tired of hearing this. And when he puts this out, $225,000, it's like, definitely got to get him on. And I will be civil and shut up. I just want to hear him enunciate that so people can hear it and go, oh, my God, that's it. 855-839-1210. Get him. Hey, my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. He's got great news for all of us. You want good dentistry. You want great dentistry. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small feat. Now, with over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them, it's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz now joins what I think is just an unbelievable dental practice. You've heard my story over the course of 10 years with Dr. Bentz. You'll get that exceptional dental dentistry services too, general dental services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. It's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, do what I did. Just get in touch with the Bentz Dental Group. Call right now and get that initial evaluation, 610-272-6949, or visit their website, BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z, DentalGroup.com.
Don Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Hit us with that all-time gamble. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Alan, what's yours?
The Philadelphia Phillies coming off the 64 season realized that they needed a quality pitcher to back up Short and Bunning. So they chose the Pride of Trenton, New Jersey, Bo Bilinski. And instead of getting all the way, they wound up in sixth place that year.
Yeah, maybe Van Doren had something to do with it. Wait a minute, Kirk, though. You put Bo Bilinski up here. I'm thinking, how did Joe Biden get involved in this? It was Bo Bilinski.
Yeah, I had to look that up. I thought he was going to be sort of like Russian oligarch or something.
No, this guy was like the, you know, really handsome guy, playboy, and he dated people like Mamie Van Doren. Think of a knockoff.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now.
Knockoff Marilyn Monroe. You know what? We haven't done knockoffs in quite a while. Maybe a better question tomorrow. Marilyn Monroe knockoff means same idea, but not quite there. Let's go to Mark in Northeast back with us. What a good one, I think. Mark, what's yours?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Steve Jobs, when he when they had the Apple II, he walked out, took some engineers, went across the street, still in the company, raised the pirate flag, and made the Macintosh. He repeatedly did it over decades. He did it again with the. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the iPhone. I like the pirate flag thing. I like something like that. Oh yeah, put it right next to if it's Elon Musk, he might zap it with a drone. Then I don't like the pirate flag. Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry, what's yours today? Hi.
Hi Dom. I only thought of this because it's the 50th anniversary. 50 years ago, they gave a little-known director, Steven Spielberg, the movie Jaws, and it gave him a $4 million budget. It had all kinds of problems. The shark, mechanical shark, drunken actors, bad weather. It was scheduled for 55 days. It took them 150 days to make the movie. They doubled the budget to $8 million. Anyway, long story short, it made $470 million. The first year.
Wow. So back then, that gamble paid off. Let's see. Phil in Delaware. Phil, you got 30 seconds. What's yours?
Moses taking the Israelites out of Egypt, coming to the Red Sea, and it parting. I wouldn't be going into an ocean, a sea, or anything else. and hoping that it parts and doesn't come back in on me.
Right, and the Egyptians were thinking the same thing. They were wrong. All right, Kirk, who did you like?
So I'm going to go with Mark for Northeast, Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good answer. Yeah. Yep. I like Joe and X Stand of the AI against the humans, Gary Newtown with the Hunt family and their oil, and Jerry Wilmington with Jaws.
Ooh. Okay, the Jaws was pretty good. I like Joe of Exton today, I thought that was a pretty big answer.
Yeah,
he hasn't been in the ring in a while.
That
usually it's just his star power, but now he actually got something today. All right,
nice.
Speaking of that, it is going to be a fabulous night. If you're looking on YouTube, or I put it up on Twitter later on, the fabulous Talk Radio 1210 first Christmas tree ornament. You'll get that. You'll get the book. You'll get Scott Jennings, Henry, and all of us together backstage for an hour with the meet and greet. Or you can get the other tickets. That's fine. But do come on the December 9th to the Colonial Theater. What you do is go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. Big Friday show. Promise you that. And Rich Cioli next. Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.